if there was like, you know how they have dinner with Jay-Z or the 500 pound, if there's dinner with Charlie Poppy or the 500k, just take the 500k.
Yeah, talk to me. What's the craziest fan experience?
I don't know, people climbing my car, I think, like
climbing your car.
And if you have a girlfriend, you love your girlfriend, you go and cheat, they will catch you.
I feel like it's destiny though.
For your dog to be named, my name is it's destiny.
No, but I know that's
crazy people. Crazy people. What do you mean?
It's cocktails and takeaways.
Is good, my good people. It's your girl, Madam Joyce, in the bizzle, and we are back again. Tell a friend. And guys, I'm trying to be cool. You know when you're trying to do the bougie thing and you're trying to be calm, but I'm actually very, very excited for the guest that is here today. So you guys already know we have been talking about this man for the last couple of months. When I went to Dirty December and he took over Nigeria, everywhere I went, I said, every club, I'm hearing the same person, same person, same person. And I said, when he comes to London, he has to come here. And I would love to say that we're not in cocktails and takeaway sets at the moment. We are currently in Plutomania, baby. And I would love to introduce the superstar, the international superstar straight from Nigeria, Mr. Charlie Poppy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazed. Do you know what? Can I just say, I'm so gassed that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to be cool, because you know you have
to. You don't need to be cool. Just
no. Let me preserve myself. Let me be a classy babe. Let me not disgrace the people out there. Let me not disgrace the London girls. But honestly, I remember I was in Nigeria for December.
Okay.
Every club I entered
was Charlie Poppy.
Every club. And you know what? Yeah, it's not just one song, it's three songs back to back. And I said, who's this guy? And I listened to your album and I said, I would like to confess to the public that I am a big, what do they call it?
Plutomaniac.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm so gassed here. How are you? How is the UK? Talk to me.
It's all work. Physically.
Really?
It's cold. The UK is cold. I'm boring.
Wait, stop it. What do you mean it's boring?
You guys, there's no activities to do here now. Just club.
So what's stuff. Your definition of activity?
I don't know. Like in Nigeria, there's more stuff to do.
Like,
maybe it's because that's my comfort zone. To you guys, it will not be boring, but to me, it's boring.
So what's a fun activity to you? And I'll tell you whether we have it or not.
No, it seems if you're in Nigeria, everything happens naturally. You don't need to...
Facts.
Yeah, so you know where to go and what time and yeah. Everything just happens.
Honestly, I'll be honest. Well, this is the place that you come to work and hustle.
Exactly. That's why I said just work.
when you wanna do enjoyment, you go back home. Mm-hmm. But it was my first time in Nigeria in December, and honestly, I can see why people live there, dwell there,
because
I'm from the UK, but my parents are Nigerian and stuff, and they always like they put fear into me.
Why?
They said, don't come, they are going to kidnap you.
Nah. No, you know, every country has their own bad news now.
Yeah.
So, like, you guys like to carry Nigeria's bad news on your head. Like,
facts.
The good side, you guys don't see it, so it's just the bad side, and it's not good. You guys should look at the good side, too. You guys have bad side, too, now.
It's true, but we're not loud about it. But I want to get into you. First of all, everybody knows you're from Pluto. I want to know why specifically, why are we on that planet? Which, by the way, is no longer a planet, according to...
That is why we're on the planet.
So it's no longer a planet, it's a star, technically. Geographically and...
I know it's a star.
NASA-ly.
No, really NASA-ly. No, it's a star. It is, but like...
Okay, but why Pluto?
It was a planet.
Why is that the brand? Why is that the place?
I don't know, because that's what I just feel like should...
It's you just cool felt
because
like it.
Yes, I feel like that will go because it's no longer a planet, so I can have it.
So it's no longer a planet. So,
so
you...
I have it now. I can have it. You can go and claim it that it's a planet.
And
it's
now you're
your
just...
own now. It's nobody else. Like nobody's there to claim it now. It's no longer a planet. So it's my own planet now, like this. I own it now.
So you're the owner of Pluto.
Uh-huh.
And we're all living in Pluto. Well, if you're
exactly.
if you're part of the Plutomanias.
Yes, you're living there.
Do you know what? I love it. And your journey. I want to start because I feel like you've just You know when you feel like someone's just popped out of nowhere, but you know in your heart that you've been grinding and struggling. So tell me, talk to me, because everyone that has not been a part of your journey just feels like you just stepped into the scene. But what's the beginning for you? What's the start? Charlie, don't you sit down there.
How will you name your dog Charlie? When you know I'm coming, you're not body dog. Is that not wickedness?
Because every time I say his name, you think it's you.
I saw if you say Charlie, I think you are talking to me. Charlie Poppy.
Okay, so we'll talk about Charlie in a minute, but you talk to me about your journey.
The music
journey. Like, when did you know you wanted to start music?
No, I've been doing music for the longest time. It's just that I've never gotten the spotlight. But one day, it happened. That's how it is. Just one day, it happened. My song started climbing the charts.
Okay, when did it change for you?
When I dropped Telemox, the first song.
Okay.
Yes, no. It started climbing the charts. I woke up and saw my song and I think number 32 on the chart. Like with no promotion, nothing. I just saw it there.
And
I uploaded it myself. Like I distributed it myself with my phone. So I just saw it there. I was like, ah. Like went on TikTok. I saw that it's trending on TikTok. So I was like, oh, TikTok would probably be the one pushing that song to that.
That's crazy. So you was popping on TikTok.
Yes,
was there a trend?
It was a trend. Everybody was using the sound. Everybody was using the sound.
I want to ask you a question about Elon Musk, because that specific song, there's some lyrics in there that I will sing it, but I don't understand.
Like
what is a Bluetooth boy?
What?
What's a Bluetooth boy?
Bluetooth boy?
Yeah.
That's not my song.
Yes, no. Wait, what's the beginning? Wait.
Elon Musk said now Bluetooth boy. Pluto
boy.
Pluto.
Oh, a Pluto boy.
Yes.
How embarrassing.
Okay, you did not read it. Okay. You did not read the lyrics.
I can't lie, lot of time, I'm from the UK. I don't really speak pidgin. I don't really understand pidgin. So I sing what I feel like
it's there. Okay.
So when I heard Elon Musk in that Bluetooth boy.
It's actually Pluto boy.
It's Pluto boy.
Yes.
In a Tesla kid.
Tesla kid.
Tesla key.
Kid.
Kid. Okay, so what's the Tesla kid? Someone Elon that owns a Tesla.
Oh. The owner of oh my god, bro, is that so hard to decode?
Oh my god, do you know? Okay, how about you know your song Oscro?
Okay,
are they other Oscro? Other Oscro since I was born. What's an Oscro?
I just described it to my hand. Now you don't need too much explanation. Nah, that's not
big bomb.
Ah, my god, you have to say it like that. Just say, girl,
no, you need to, Okay, now you need to, I'm proper English, you know, I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
So you order a big bum.
I order a girl, I never said big bum. You are the one saying big bum.
No, but you did this. To me, that's a big bum.
Just like this. Okay, what about if I do like this? Small bum.
So you're saying in those lyrics that you ordered a girl when you was born?
No. Since the day I was born.
Since the day you was born, you ordered a girl.
Like I've been doing it for the longest time. It's pidgin.
So it's not literally like when you was born.
No, it's like pidgin, English.
So pidgin is not, it shouldn't be taken literally.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so it's like for the longest, I've been ordering.
Exactly.
Girls. Okay, cool. Because you know what?
It's just that's music. It's not to know.
It's just.
Where have I seen it?
I'm sorry. Again, like I'd be taking things like literally. So if you said
I will explain everything. Just be asking.
Okay, cool. Honestly, now that you're here, okay, so cool. We've got bend them like Benz.
Bend them Benz is simply doggy.
It's what?
Same. I just said it. I don't want to repeat it. I just said it.
It's a position.
It's a position. Bam.
But why is it? Why are you bending like? What's why are you bending somebody like Benz?
No, bend is pigeon. It's the pigeon. It's like turning. You know we.
Okay.
Like when you drive, you turn the wheel, you turn the steering wheel. It's the same position. Like, oh my god, girl.
I don't think it's quite the same position.
It's the same position. Okay. You need to be in that position to understand.
I've definitely been in the position.
Wow.
Okay, turning a wheel, doggy. How do they?
That's why it's pigeon.
The shape.
It's not about the shape. It's about the concept. Bend down like Benz. Bend her. Like Benz.
No, because you bend like this. Oh you don't God. Bend like that. This is the direction
that's why
of the pigeon. Wheel. So it's just
it's literally
it's,
English.
It's
vocal.
Vibe. It's just
yes.
vibe.
No, it's actually like it actually has a meaning. Like I'm explaining
no, because
meaning
you
for
said
you.
You said the reason why it's like a wheel is because that's the shape. And I'm trying to tell you, for someone that's been in that position, that's not the shape. The shape you're
I'm sure the position that you were was not that position.
But you're saying the position is like a wheel, guys.
Nah,
please help
me. It's not like a wheel. No.
You just said
hey, wait, calm down. Like Benz. Benz turned 360 degrees.
Uh-huh. 360 all
like,
the way.
All the way. Benz turned all the way.
Okay.
So like you bend that all the way. You don't get my point. It's pidgin English. Yeah. Oh my God.
No, okay. So somebody
how
help
are you going
me.
To understand pidgin?
Help me.
No, you know, see, this is, if you're, you, see, I wish you were
no
born in Nigeria.
Is, no, because no. The way I'm imagining things, you're saying that she's like this.
Okay.
She's bent like that. No, she's not bent like that.
Okay,
you
she's
bent
like what?
Bent, she's bent like this.
Okay.
No one, so the whole thesis doesn't make sense.
You don't get my point. Oh my God. Okay, let me say it like this now.
Okay, go on.
You see, if a Nigerian play that song,
yeah,
you will know what I'm saying once. Like, you get the whole concept of what I'm saying. But okay. You know that it's on outside. How will I explain it for you now?
So I'm the problem here.
Yes, yeah, so the problem, yo. Let me think. No, that's the simplest explanation I can give
so
you.
So it's just vibe.
It's not vibe. It's, oh my God.
No, but is it? But it can't be taken literally, because if it's taken literally, it's like I'm thinking like this.
No,
but
it's like my music is like. If I say one sentence, that sentence has a lot of meaning. You have to decode it. You get what I mean? I can just say the banner like Benz. You will just the banner like Benz. There's a lot of concept behind that.
But you know what? So they started the banner. Maybe I started. Bruh, that's my favorite song though.
It's your favorite song, but you cannot just understand the simplest explanation.
No, because I'm taking. You don't want to be wrong here, and that's okay.
But I don't want to be right either. I just want to tell you the truth.
Do you know what it is? You. I need somebody to teach me pidgin and stuff because I don't understand
You know something about pidgin? Pidgin is not something you just learn and understand. It's something that like you grow up with.
Okay.
Like you hear it every day and you get used to it. It's not something you sit down and learn, like you learn French or something. No.
Okay, so you grew up in Edo State, right?
Yes, sir. Like the owner of pidgin. Like we own pidgin.
Oh, you own pidgin?
We all have the strongest pidgin you can have. You can come across in this life.
Okay, what's it like in Edo? Because I've never been. I did hear that the guys there are really good men.
What do you mean they're really good men? They're really good men everywhere.
No, but I mean Edo men specifically, they're good men.
No, there's nowhere, there's no bad people. There's bad people there too.
Majority. No. Can you just, I'm complimenting, just accept it.
No,
now,
you have to say the truth. Just say the, no, I don't, if compliment and it's wrong, no. Say the truth. There are bad people there too, they are good people.
Okay, so how is it like growing up there? Talk to me.
It's crazy.
See
a lot of things happening. See a lot of trenches things happening. You know what I mean by trenches things?
Trenches
like what you guys see in the ends and stuff. You see there.
In the
ends.
Oh, you know that one.
Oh, okay.
London boy, swear down.
No, you see there. You see wars, Seth. Like,
okay,
you guys are playing. You guys are playing.
That's crazy. So how did is that something that's a big influence into the music that you produce now?
And my music is influenced from where I'm from because it's the same pidgin, the same tune.
Mm-hmm.
We talk. That's the same way I sing it. Like where you hear the banner or Elomo Sena Pluto, but it's the same tune of talking.
Yeah,
that's how I sing.
Do you know what I read? You did go to uni though.
Yes, ma'am.
You did engineering?
Computer science.
You did computer science?
Yes, ma'am.
So wait, when you're like 50.
50?
Yeah, let's just say you're like 50
now. That's a long time from now.
Yeah, no, long time from now. Like, do you think you'd ever go back and just be like, do you know what? Let me just use my degree and just do computer science.
Degree to do what? Do I even know where I would get my degree? Don't even know where my degree is.
Why did you choose computer science?
That's what your parents choose. That's not what you choose.
Okay, so it was a parents thing.
It's a parents thing. How do I say it? You have to do what will give us money.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
That's why I thought it was engineering, because then generally.
Generally, yes, that's what everybody goes to.
Engineering. But so you can code your.
I was supposed to be computer engineering, but I think further maths chased me away.
Further maths?
That's hard.
Are you good at maths though?
Not further maths, okay. The simple ones.
You, so
before that mass, nah, I'm running.
So you can give a good fraction,
decimal. That was before. That was where I was. That was for school now. Do I ever look like I will come and be calculating something for you? With this calculator. I'm stressing myself like that. No, nah.
Okay, cool. Do you know what? I went to your show in Nigeria.
Which one?
I went to the show in the next to the mall in December.
Next to the mall. Okay, that Lagos show.
Yeah, yeah. In Lagos. And I remember you saying on stage that you have a very good British accent. First of all, can I say that show was incredible? I literally, I don't want to say it. I'm gonna say it was so hot in there. I literally set off my makeup because I was dancing. It was hot, good.
Because it's not that was no. It's not that there was no air conditioning. It's just that the people were too much.
I was too much.
What do you mean you were too much?
No, I mean like when I was bend down. I was listen. It was a good time. I went with Hilda. It was a great experience. But you said on stage, you didn't say I have a British. You said, don't let me show you my British accent, man. Like something like that. Like you said something like that. And I said, you know, one day I want to hear this British accent that he says that he can download.
Oh.
And you were like, oh yeah, I'm from ends. So I was like, okay, cool. So he knows his flavor.
Man's not from the ends. Man's not from London either. You get me, innit?
Wait.
I just did it. I'm not doing it again.
We didn't catch it. You did it too shy. You were shy with it. I did it in the way
you guys would say. Okay, go on. Like if I'm talking in a natural way, I'm talking like myself. I'm not talking like that.
So, London.
London.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Talk back. Okay. Say it, I'll say it
like,
back.
Yo, what are you saying? Like,
yo, what are you saying? Like, what's good?
Like, my name is Shally Puffy. You just sound like you.
Yes, exactly. So what are you looking for?
You just sound like exactly. You, but with a bit of with extra flavors. That's not London accent, though.
In it.
No, it's like, we don't pronounce the T, you say in it.
In it.
Like, in it.
Huh? You guys are crazy in this question.
We don't do the T's here. Like,
where do you guys get your language from? Because I know there's no in the dictionary. I know there's no in it in the dictionary.
In the urban dictionary, yes.
You guys have your own dictionary too. Wow.
Yeah, just like you have your own planet. Like,
oh.
People can create things. But yeah, in there, let me help you. Okay. What's good?
What's good?
No, yeah. What's good?
What's good?
But the T needs to be sharp.
What's good?
What's
good?
Mm-hmm.
What's good?
That's good.
Don't teach me anymore. Now let me teach you pidgin.
Go on.
How far now? Oh, no. You know it. You don't want to worry me.
Give me something hard.
I did. Tell me how you be. Oh, shit. Now you are confused. Wow.
Slow it down.
No, so you can do in it.
Slow it down.
How you take the? Tell me how you be.
How you take dick? Tell me how.
No, you know it. You don't do that. Don't do. You know.
I'm bilingual. I'm bilingual. I don't know pidgin to speak it. But if somebody was to speak it to me, I could pick up the pieces.
Oh, I understand what you mean.
I could pick up the pieces. But speaking of, let's talk about your show here. So I saw the show in Nigeria. It was amazing. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see your show here, and you seeing the love that London has for you here for the first time on your own show. Because excuse me, the London girlies love Shally Poppy. I can't lie.
I can see it.
How are you feeling? What do you mean you can see it? What did you see here?
I can see it. I have social media.
How are you feeling about your show?
I'm feeling excited now.
I'm waiting
to see the crowd and everybody shouting. Ah!
You know before you get on stage,
mm-hmm.
and before you step into the scene, what's that like? What's the feeling like before you enter?
That's the thing. There's no feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the thing. There's no feeling. You have to cross your mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you have to feel nothing at that moment.
You have to block it out.
Because you start feeling something at that moment like this. You start overthinking that moment, you don't feel anything. Just lock your mind and you enter the stage like that.
Did you ever have a show when you were thinking where you couldn't block the feeling and you're just thinking, shit, like, this is crazy?
What do you mean?
Like, did you ever have a show where you weren't able to, like, just block it out and you got anxiety and you're thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? Confidence.
If I'm on stage like this, that's the place that there are cameras on you. Mm-hmm. Why would you do something stupid?
No, I mean, before you come on stage, like, you know, sometimes you haven't, what do they call it? Like, the jitters, anxiety before you come on.
I don't do.
You don't get stage fright.
Nah.
Do you know what? I love that for you. I get stage fright. Mm-hmm. I don't do crowds very well.
But there's crowd, yeah. This is like a mini stage.
No, but this one is different. This one is just like intimate. It's like everybody here loves each other. But it's like when you're on the stage and there's thousands of people, I don't really do well with it. I don't really do well.
The thing is, there are thousands of people, but you cannot see everybody eye to eye now. You cannot see everybody. Like, you can literally not see their eyes.
So what, do you just pretend?
You just see their touches and stuff.
do you just pretend that they're not there? Then?
Yeah, I know they are there, but like, I just do my thing.
You just vibe.
Yeah.
So you were talking about UK clubbing. You're like, the only thing to do here is club. So what's the difference for you? You've been clubbing in Nigeria, of course, and you've been clubbing in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a difference in the vibe, the energy between the two?
No, yes, no. Nigeria is the highest though, club matter. Huh. Nigeria is the highest when it comes to club. I don't know, black clubs, yes, but you know there are white clubs too.
Yeah, so are you, which ones are you entering?
No, white clubs are very, I don't want to say boring, but they're like, just playing, just beats. That kind of thing.
I mean, you can, to be honest, it's a place that you can pick up some new inspiration. You know what's mm-hmm. crazy? I was supposed to go clubbing after your show, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Nigeria. And I went, I don't even know who this woman, she said her name is Presidento. I don't know who this woman was. All I know, she was pouring tequila in my mouth. And we pulled up to Vanity and I get a call and Hilda's like, yeah, we're inside, we got a table.
Presido.
Yeah.
Okay, I know Presido.
Babe, she finished my life. She finished my life. Got a call and she's like, yeah, we're outside. I woke up from my nap and I said, guys, I'm finished. I did not even make it into that club. And I was so heartbroken because I wanted to party with Shally Poppy, listening to Shally Poppy. I wanted that experience.
Vanity, I think that was after.
It was after your show. Yeah, it was after your Lagos show. And I was so heartbroken. But you see the Nigerian partying? I've never experienced anything like it.
Nigerian partying is the highest.
It's crazy experience.
And they upgrade every single time. Every single time. They always bring you something new.
What do you mean? Like a new.
They always bring you, like, they always making sure your experiences are different when you come. Get what I mean? Like if you go to the club this Friday
mm-hmm.
and you go the next Friday, it's going to be different.
It's going to be different.
And it's going to be more lit.
So would you say you're a clubbing guy?
No, I do it for
the appearance.
Like you pay me to show up. Yeah. I cannot just go to your club and be looking at you.
Sorry!
No, nah, I'm just telling you
sorry!
The way.
Oh my God. Whoa, Charlie. I didn't know that. So, sorry, I can't.
No, if it's Nigeria, yeah.
I can't co-sign that. Me, I'm just there to have a good time. Mm-hmm. I'm just there. Listen.
No, I will still have a good time, but you will still pay me. Like,
huh? Listen.
You will pay me to come to your club and have a good time.
Unfortunately, I can't quite relate there, you know. But I love that for you. I can't relate, but I love that for you. Do you have a favorite British artist that you've been tuning into here?
Favorite, no. But I do know a lot of them. But favorite, now.
You don't have a favorite?
I cannot choose one and start causing war.
Okay, which ones are you loving at the moment?
All of them. Don't worry.
This is so media trend. Did I media train you before you come here? Yeah?
Media train.
Media
no,
training.
This is me being smart and not saying what will you. I'm not saying what will you put me in one side of the equation and mm-hmm. the other side will not be hard for me to get to. No,
okay, that's fine. I feel it. I mean, there's some people that you can just big up and be like, I love them. Okay, what about Nigerian artists? Is there anyone that you love? I know you said that love Odumodu Black more than your girlfriend or more than your babe.
That's if you have a girlfriend.
So you don't have a girlfriend? You don't have anyone that's claiming you in these streets?
Claiming me? No, there are a lot that's claiming me, but I'm not claiming anybody.
You're not claiming anybody?
I'm just there. I'm not claiming anybody.
So I do love your song with Odumodu Black, You Don't Cast. How was it creating that collaboration? Because that one is huge right now.
Creating collaboration, just like the way I create the rest stuff now. I just make it, send it to artists, the record, they send for me, bam. As easy as that.
No, let me keep it a stack here. It's not easy as that, because there's sometimes, you as an artist, and I know artists, I have artist friends, mm-hmm. you make the song, you send it. What they send back, it's trash.
Yes, depends on the artist.
Okay.
But I've not really worked with any artist that sent trash to me back, because they know that this is what is trending now. If you
record on it,
you would actually do it well for it to be buzzy now. You would not want to waste a track like that now.
No, the track is crazy.
You want to make it like something that will create buzz and mm-hmm. trend and stuff.
So what's your process to creating music? Are you just like a jump into the booth and wherever the spirit leads?
Something like that, but it's like the music is mostly freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Like you think of it, record it, think, record, like that. And okay. It's more of talking, it's not more of melodic stuff. Like it don't cast. I'm literally talking, I'm not doing it don't cast you. I'm not doing none of that, nah. I just talk in the, like, go to the mic like this. The mic is almost like this, but different.
Mm-hmm.
You come, you talk, bam, you live there. And they play it for you.
And the music is very known, as well as the lyrics, the beats. What's the production process of that as well?
That's what I just explained for you now.
I thought you were just talking about the lyrics.
Exactly. It's the same thing. It's literally talking. There's no production process in talking. You just play the beat and I talk.
You're not listening. I meant the beat.
No, the producer make the beat now. I'm not supposed to be stressing for the beat.
Okay.
Unless I think of something, I'll say, okay, play this. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And do you use the same producer often? Are you one-man guy?
I do use the same producer, but like, I like to test different
sounds. You like to test sounds, different things. And what would you say your sound is?
Afro talk.
Okay. Can we break that down? What's Afro talk?
Afro talk is simply talking to the mic instead of singing to the mic.
So would it not just be talk? Why is it Afro? Because it's Afro beats.
Yes, because it's Afro beats now. You cannot run away from Afro beats.
Okay.
So if you categorize yourself in another place and I give you Afro beats award, where are you going to be?
Okay, Fez. You know what, Fez? Speaking of awards, do you see one day Shally Poppy getting a Grammy?
Depends. Depends on where I am now. Or depends on maybe tomorrow or next tomorrow. I don't know, any day from now, I can create one music that will give me Grammy.
Do you care about that kind of stuff though?
Care about? No, like where I am now. No, that's not, that Grammy is not, it's far from me now. Like this. But maybe in the future.
I'm going to say it's so far. There's
not
people.
So far, but like maybe in the future. I'm not really wanting to get that. Any award like this, I'm not really working for the award. I'm doing it because this is what I like
you
to
love
do.
It, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh.
You know, some people, like when they come into the space, like they have their aspirations, and a lot of them is like, Grammy.
You see,
Grammy.
You know, everybody has what motivates them to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? So maybe Grammy may be your motivation. So you have to put in work to get the Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
If that is your motivation? My motivation is no motivation. It's just the way I am. This is what I like doing. This is my natural self.
Mm-hmm.
Singing and, yes, this
so is where, So where do you want to take this? Where do you want
to
take the
brand? I don't take this to the next level now, but like I'm not putting all my hope on one award.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not putting all my hope on any award, no. I'm just doing it for the making of the music and everything. So if the award decides that, okay, Shally Poppy is good enough to have this, there's no problem. But for now, I'm just working to the final destination.
Do you know what? I love that. And we're coming close to Valentine's Day. And I wanna know, are you catching Valentine's this year?
Valentine's Day is the worst day.
It's the worst day?
I don't know, I'm not doing Valentine. I've never done Valentine in my life.
Have you not?
Nah.
Why?
I don't know. I've never done it.
You've never done Valentine's?
Nah. Never. Like, history of Valentine.
Like, is it that you're not dating, or it's just like by the time the deadline comes, you're single again?
Something like that, but like I don't know. I don't just involve myself in too many.
Okay, but are you even a lover boy? Because I've heard your music. You've been getting us cross since the day you are born.
So
that's giving. I'm not serious.
Nah. You know, for somebody to not be serious, it has to be serious first. You have to be very serious first, then before you become unserious. You get what I mean?
Okay, no.
You may be serious and they play with you, then you become unserious.
So you need to chop breakfast first before you.
Yes,
before you
everybody
hit.
Must chop breakfast to call them money. You literally hear what, like, my life and my lyrics.
Okay, so you've chopped breakfast.
I have chopped a lot of times.
Okay, a so lot. What's been the worst one?
The worst one is the one that made me drew this stuff.
So you have a heartbreak tattoo. Uh-huh. A girl broke your heart so hard that you drew heartbreak. You drew heartbreak on
your arm. It was
that time.
It was a long time ago.
What did she do?
What did she do?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what did she do? What does women do? What
nah, because it's like, you know there could be a last straw that would just finish somebody. Or
no,
was it like a gradual heartbreak?
One situation cannot make you break up with somebody.
Facts.
It has to be... Like, how do I say it? That has to be many situations or
many
things that stuff.
What was
that
the last one that just said, let me tattoo the body?
No, the last one. The thing is that it's me that actually broke up. I was the one that ended
it.
But like, I was the one that felt hot.
Okay.
Most, I think. I don't know, I think. Because I'm not in her brain. You get what I mean?
So it was just miscommunication.
Miscommunication. Nah.
So
that was part of it, though.
In your hearts of hearts, you're a lover boy, or are
yes,
you a lover
I am,
boy? So you're ready.
So I'm not a lover boy, and I went to draw tattoo because of gear. Wow.
You know what? That's fair. So you're actually ready. Do you think you can find somebody being a superstar?
Fan, no. If he comes, yes, there's no problem. But fan, no, I'm not fan.
Okay, so you're just chilling at the moment.
Chilling, and if he comes, he comes. Because if he comes, then it's real. But if he does not come, and you're going to start looking for it.
So for the girls that's listening, because basically you're saying, I'm not going to come for you. You need to find me.
No, it's not that you need to find me. I may find you, but like, I'm not literally finding anybody. I'm just there.
You're just gonna let it gel.
So exactly. What, so it's going to happen if it's going to happen.
So what type of ladies are you loving?
It depends on the vibe. I'm like vibes.
Your vibe?
My vibe is vibe. Just vibe. Just be yourself. That's me.
Okay, just, but what? Because some guys like no, because you can't explain with the question. What did I just say?
No, this is how do I explain my
what's
own vibe
the vibe is the vibe.
My own vibe is, I don't know, my own vibe is, it's too much, so I just say it's vibe. My own vibe is too much. I don't know. Just be yourself. That's me.
Okay. Do you like the more chill girls? Do you like the more outside girls?
No, it depends on, I don't know. I don't think it's bad being chilled or bad being outside. It depends on your other character.
Like
I don't know. I just have to experience it to know. I cannot just start explaining for you. I have to be in that situation to tell you, okay, this is how it is. You get my point?
You're not helping me here.
I'm helping you. I'm literally explaining my whole life for you in the way it is.
Every time I ask a question, it's just the way I like it. We need definition. The girls want to know. There's not a shally poppy like.
Definition. Shally poppy definition.
Definition.
Okay. Don't defend like this. Well, just ask, yeah. I'll try my best.
Okay, so what type, do you like a girl that's more chill? Do you like a girl that's outside? Is it the communication? Do you like a girl that's chatty?
I like communication.
Okay, are you a texter or are you a caller?
Texter, because I will not call anybody.
You're not a FaceTime?
No, FaceTime, yeah, like video calls and
video calls.
Once in a while though, but like texting.
wait. So how often are you talking to your babes? Okay, if you have a babes, how often are you talking to them in a week?
Every time. If I do have one, it's every time. Yes. Like maybe every second though, like I'm very...
You're very clingy.
That kind of person.
Do you know what? That surprises me.
That what?
You're clingy. Because you literally were just like, okay, I will FaceTime you sometimes. Now you're saying you're clingy.
No. You are asking the questions. I'm asking the wrong questions. I don't know. You are confusing me in this interview. Oh, my God.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, start again.
You like communication.
Yes, communication.
Okay, does she have to be Nigerian?
No, what do you mean? Why must she be Nigerian?
No, I'm just saying because you're from Nigeria.
It must not be Nigerian.
Any babes from anywhere. I don't understand this dog. Any babes from anywhere.
Stop saying it like I'm looking for all the babes in all the world. Calm down.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying because the girls out there, I don't want the girls from Australia to say damn.
Oh.
I don't have an option. Or the girls from America to say, damn, it's not my destiny. So I'm just asking all over the globe.
See what you're saying. Hi.
Okay, cool. Then, in terms of how are you going to deal with going all over the country, touring, and then maybe possibly being in a relationship? How are you going to reassure the babe?
Oh, this is your question saying something like you are saying the part of my life that I don't even think of.
You don't even think, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, all those type of parts, I leave it to happen. I don't think of it. I don't just stress over all those type of... I just leave it to happen naturally.
Okay, so basically...
This guy, you chop your shoe.
Basically, Shally Poppy is a whatever happens, vibing, go with the flow.
This is your dog wants to join this interview.
I know he does. Okay, do you know what's so funny? Right, so everybody knows that I love Shally Poppy, right? And I have my dog called Charlie because I think a lot of people probably don't know that about your name.
That what?
Well, people here. So when I was getting my dog, I was like, what should I call it, right? And they said, you should call it Pluto. And I was like, okay, because everybody knows that I love Charlie Poppy, so Pluto. And I was like, do you know what, that's a nice name, but I think he looks like a Charlie, so I'm just gonna call him Charlie. So one of my friends from Nigeria calls me.
So just think. Just think to name dog human being.
Wait. Because he looks like, does he not look like a Charlie?
What do you mean looks like a Charlie? I look like a Charlie.
No, he looks like a Charlie. So my friend calls me and he's like, oh, did you name your dog Charlie after Charlie Poppy? And I was like, no, why would I name him after? He said, because you know, Charlie is the pigeon name for Charlie Poppy. And I was like, to me, that doesn't make sense. And then he did it in a Nigerian accent. And he was like, oh, you know, Charlie. And
yeah,
I was
Charlie.
Like, it was like a brain explosion. Oh. I feel like it's destiny though.
For your dog to be named My Name Is It's Destiny.
No, but I know that's
crazy people. Crazy people. What do you mean?
No, because honestly, I was like, I love Charlie Poppy, but also my name is Charlie. But that mm-hmm. was, I didn't call him because I knew that Charlie Poppy is pigeon for Charlie.
Mean.
It just so happened to happen.
I get what you mean.
So now it's like Charlie and I with Charlie Poppy. So
never see anything. That's like,
are you thinking about any other countries that you would visit to perform that you haven't performed in yet?
No, I don't think.
You don't,
I don't think?
I
there's any country. I think I've gone to literally half, I think almost all the country. I don't think there's any country I want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
No. There's the ones I wanted to go to, I've gone there already.
There's nowhere new in mind that you're thinking, I would love to see the people out there, the fans.
The fans?
Yeah.
No, the fans. Literally, I don't know. Every country is the same to me. If any country I go to, the fans, they are the same. They're like...
They can't be
they're the way I want them. You don't understand?
Crazy.
Like, hey, they're like... They're the way I want them to be. Like, hey, I know that my fans is like a cult. They're like... You know what I mean? It's like a cult.
Like
you guys
a
are
cult.
Like a, yeah, it's like everybody is crazy. Yeah, hey, that's I know that. Okay.
So what's been the most craziest fan experience that you've had?
Craziest fan is no, it's only in Nigeria. That's
talk to me. What's the craziest fan experience?
I don't know. People climbing my car, I think. Like
climbing your car.
I was like, what? You guys are crazy like this to the extent that they're climbing my car, shall they probably say, I'm not going to calm down, this, that. To the
like
extent,
there was someone they had to drive off with the person on top of the car.
Yeah, they drove off, but like I was like, bro, look at somebody's here, park and let this guy calm down.
So he was on top of the car.
And the
car
guy did
was...
not come down. The guy did not come down. Was
so
like,
you just drove with him on top of the car?
Yeah, yes, they drove with him and I told them to park. Park. Like, bro, park.
He's
so this
top.
Guy will not follow. Like, he's. It was the Mero, like Mero though, not be Joko. Not uh-huh. be. Real Mero. Like, not be Corner Street.
Yeah.
Not be those one. The real road. Like, where there's cars everywhere. The guy was literally on my
That's
car.
That's great. Do you know what? That kind of stuff would make me so scared.
No. When I parked, it was like, you have seen me today, that is not going to let me go. I was like, so you have seen me today. You know that? Imagine I see
somebody.
So wait, like,
did you end up meeting him?
No, I just like can't shake him. Like, it's cool.
And bro, what did he do?
I was happy and running away. After happy and running away.
So all he needed was the handshake from Charlie Poppy.
For me to talk to him, that kind of stuff.
Do you know what? I'll be so honest. That kind of stuff petrifies me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be so scared if somebody jumped on the car and was screaming for me. But that's why it's for you. That's why it's not for me. I can't do things like that.
It's for me, but the thing is I've gotten used to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have like multiple experiences.
Yes, I told you everywhere I go. No, you see, don't worry, you see on the 9th and the 11th, you see what we have.
I'll be very honest.
You see the way people will be, you'll be like, all these people are crazy or something. It's like they're high or something.
No, I'll be there at the front. See, I'll be like, but to be honest, yeah, at the front, at the on the 9th, I didn't manage to get tickets. It was sold out.
Anytime
you
come.
I managed to get tickets for the 11th.
Anytime you come.
No, this is me saying, make the 9th happen because
Why?
I didn't get, because I'm with Charlie Poppy right now.
But that does not guarantee you getting the ticket. Now.
I did. Wait.
The ticket
wait.
Is how much? How much is the ticket? I don't even know how much is the ticket.
The ticket is sold out. The 9th got sold out.
I know, but like, how much was the ticket before it got sold out?
The money wasn't the issue. It was the punctuality that was
like,
the problem.
You were not fast enough to get the ticket.
I wasn't fast enough.
Nice.
Clearly, there are faster people than me. But what I'm saying to you, Charlie Poppy.
Now that I sold out, I don't have any tickets again. Now, so you have
no,
to.
No, but you are Charlie Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your cousin, Charlie Poppy. So,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
as I'm saying here next to Charlie Poppy,
mm-hmm. that does not guarantee you nothing. You didn't wear yourself.
So you don't want me at the front. Listen, you don't want me at the front screaming.
Don't worry, just don't worry. Come, they will let you enter. Just,
no,
show,
no, no,
just show them our video. Like, just show them this. Just say I was with him yesterday. Just show them it. They will let you enter.
Wow.
Yeah, I swear, they will let you enter.
Charlie,
I will tell them, I will show them your face, don't worry.
This is how you're going to do me?
What do you want me to do
you
now?
You can't be like, nah, don't worry, babe. I got it. Just roll through guest list. Like, it's calm.
You want me to lie? Wow. I will not lie. But if you come, don't worry, you enter. Just buzz me, you enter. Buzz me, I swear. I swear.
Look at you. Why?
I swear you enter.
Wow. You know what? Yeah. Come, I really come, thought come. It was bonded, you know.
Bonding.
I really thought it was bonded, you know.
Oh, yeah, come.
You don't can't just say, come. You're, this is not reassuring for me.
Reassuring?
Yeah, I'm a lady. Don't worry.
You know, this is my problem with you guys. I don't understand you guys. That's my problem.
What do you mean, you guys?
You ladies, I don't understand. You guys don't know what you want.
I said I want to come to the concert of the life.
But that's not what. That, bro, there are two concerts. Come to the other one. Like,
but
literally.
I want to come to the. What happened to that first one? That's the first one.
That does not guarantee nothing. The second one is going to be
No, the second one is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one, I don't know if it's going to be fun or not because I'm not going.
Oh yeah, come. But you miss my manager. My manager will bring you. Is that okay for you? Yeah, try me.
Okay, so I saw you with Wizkid
mm-hmm.
on the social media.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean we're going to get a little something?
Yes, sir.
Seriously?
So imagine me seeing Wizkid and not doing anything. That means I'm stupid.
I agree.
Imagine you seeing Wizkid. Bro, if it was Wizkid's car that was passing and I was a normal person, I would climb that car. What do you mean? I would climb that car.
Are we climbing cars for the people we love? I hear climbing it, you know.
Bro, trailer, anything. Cars, trailers, Teslas, everything. You know, anything you see, climb. Anything you...
So would you
see Wizkid on back, you climb the back. Anything, bicycle, climb that bicycle. Bro, you try me?
So would you say that Wizkid is an inspiration to you?
Yes, no. All the artists are. See
well
you.
Done. Well
see
done.
You.
Well done. Clap
you
for
catch
yourself.
Me. You think you can catch me?
Clap for yourself.
All the artists are inspiration to me.
Everybody.
I pick something. Anybody, anywhere I am, I pick something from them. But Wizkid is like my biggest influence.
I love that. So are we going to get a little, what's the vibe of the new song? Is it love? Is it lover boy? Is it a f- boy? Is it?
What is Wizkid? Is it a lover boy or f- boy? Which one?
Do you know what? He has two sides. Okay. He has three sides. He can be a lover boy.
Okay.
He can be a f- boy.
Okay.
He can be a good boy, okay. Like Jura boy.
And you
can
see all the sides. Yeah. You see all the sides.
You have all to give sides. Us something, Shali.
I'm giving you. I just literally
what
told
you
all
the
sides.
All the sides.
All the sides that you mentioned just now. You see,
it can't be all the sides there.
Why? Who told you it can't be all the sides?
Because every song has a theme. Every song has a.
Yeah. What about if just one song with different type of lyrics? Lover boy lyrics. Good boy lyrics.
Boy then lyrics. The song doesn't make sense.
Who told you? Have you heard the song? But I've heard the song. I've not heard the song. You just argue like you don't hear
so
the song.
So when is it gonna drop? When are we dropping this song?
You ask him now. When I just go out and do song with him and collect the song? Is it my?
So it's not your song. It's Wiz's song.
It's maybe my own. Maybe Wizkid's song. How will I know?
Oh my day, Charlie, you're not giving me nothing.
You're looking for an answer that will not be.
You're giving us nothing.
I'll give you nothing at the same time. I'll give you something. I'm literally giving you something.
You're giving us nothing and everything. Okay. The song
is
not
something, at least. But you don't know the song. But you know we did the song. That's something.
Okay, I'm going to guess, you know, because it's not out yet.
Guess what?
I'm going to guess
a song that has never been
released.
No,
do you know what I love? Because it's not come out yet. Once people watch this back, they're going to be like, oh my God, it's either Joyce was super, super right mm-hmm. or she was super, super wrong.
Yeah, talk to me.
I feel like Wizkid is in his boy era. I think it might be
well,
like,
daddy's era. It's chilling. It's not.
Yeah, I feel like it might be a money man thing. It might be like, yeah. Send the butter poppers to
you know,
the bar.
You know, it's never about money because there are a lot of people with money. It's just about growth. I think it's there now. It's grown.
Yeah.
That kind of.
I'm just guessing the type of energy of the song.
Yeah, you gotta have money and be stupid and be. You gotta have money and just be there.
That's not, true.
Yes, but it's growth. Yes, sir. It's growth okay. That guarantee that kind of music.
So is that type of vibe?
Also, that type of. I never said that. I said
that's
it's
what you said.
I said it's just growth. This is the question you asked and answered you. I never said that. I not say past that one. I better go. Don't put me for a problem.
And also on Snapchat, I saw you with Rema as well.
Rema. Yes, that's my brother.
So are we gonna be seeing anything?
Yes, sir.
With you guys coming, I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Rema had a fantastic year last year. I think you two would have a magical moment.
Well.
It will be a magical moment.
to trend.
Is there anyone that you would love to feature with aside from these two? That you'd love to just jump in the boots just because?
From, you see, if you want to ask that kind of question, you ask from the country.
From the country?
Yes.
Okay, who came to the top of your mind?
No. There's a reason, because there are a lot of artists coming to my mind.
Okay.
So you said, UK. Is there anyone? The UK?
Yeah.
So Future?
Yeah, Future.
Like to put on a song? No, I already have them on a song.
Okay, who is it?
Oh, let's say you.
You're, you know,
I just told you, at least you know something from the UK.
Okay, so you do have something from the UK coming
out?
Yes,
I do.
Soon. Okay, soon that's be. Exciting. Okay, Nigeria, that you haven't mentioned already.
Nigeria?
Yeah.
No, everybody in Nigeria. Don't worry, everybody's Nigeria. I have them on the song.
Do you know what? I say to all the artists that come on the show, yeah, I'd love to have an interlude or to feature on a song.
You want to feature on your song?
Yeah, like have a little voiceover, or like, you know, you know when you have a sound bite.
On which my song?
I'm shooting my shot.
You are shooting your shot for a
I'm
song.
I'm shooting my shot, yeah.
And wait, I want to calculate the money. The money.
Wow.
It's the money that is important like this.
Oh, you don't know my voice is quite expensive. Calculate the money.
your voice is expensive, but my song is more expensive. So you pay money to be on this.
So I have to pay money to be on the song. It should be a collaboration.
In pounds.
Are you sure that's not in Naira?
No.
Are you sure that's not in Naira?
This one, this is never up to, this is nothing in pounds, in Naira. In pounds.
I know. Yeah, are you sure? That's what I said. Are you sure? Maybe maybe you meant to say Naira. Nah. In pounds.
Pounds. You pay it. Oh, don't worry you.
And then I could be on the song.
Yeah, you'll be on the song. I paid now. It's not transfer. Should I send you my wallet?
Right, yeah. We're going to play a game. So the game is called Win or Bin. So I want to hear your opinion. And please.
I will talk. Don't
Charlie,
worry.
I love no you. Problem. Give me detail, man. Come on.
But wait, I'm giving you something, but I'm not giving you something.
That's what I say at the same time.
But like, I'm giving you details, but no details.
You're just being elusive for no reason. I thought we are bonding. I thought we were bonding.
Bonding season.
So you're going to give me your opinion. You're going to tell me whether it's a win or bin or why.
Ask.
Okay, win or bin. Impulse buying.
What?
Impulse buying. You go to the shop.
Okay.
You go to the store. You see something. You're like, okay, let me grab that.
Okay.
Win or bin.
I don't understand that question.
Okay.
At all.
Win. If it's impulse buying, like you go into a store, you see this jacket. Woof.
Okay.
The jacket is looking serious.
Okay, I would buy the jacket.
Would you buy it, or would you be like, do you know what? Let me think about it and come back.
Okay, you want details. It's like this. If it's me, I don't know if it's you, but if it's me,
mm-hmm.
the way I am now.
Yes.
If I go to the store, if I see this and I see this and I like one, I'll buy it. I'll buy it too.
I'll
just see anything. And I don't have any use for it, but I'll just buy it. You get what I mean?
Give me big daddy.
No, you see why I don't like giving details. You start
big
doing
daddy.
All this, your boogie-boogies.
Charlie Papa.
Come on. You never see anything. Oh, yeah,
no, but it's good. I love it, though.
No, I do that a lot, so especially if I go to something like a game store.
You like games?
It's not that I like games, but I don't have time to play games, but I like buying them just to see that I have them. You know that type of thing that you want to buy when you are little, but you cannot afford them.
Oh yeah.
You know that kind of, like, you see this game now. As a kid, you cannot buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But now you are grown. You don't have any use for it, but
you just want it to say that you got it.
Buy it to say, bro, I bought it now. What happened? I bought it now.
Okay. I love that. So like you just have a big fat collection of games that you've just never played.
How many games
are you talking about?
No, it's a lot. It's a lot. Stacked. Even PS5 games is like stacked.
Designed.
In my wardrobe.
just
there. I've never opened some. Just probably just one of them I'm playing.
Do you know what? I love that for you. That I feel like when you come from hustle and then life is good, you have to heal your inner child and do things that you've always wanted to do as a kid. So
that's what you don't understand about this artist you are saying. That's what we're talking about, growth. When you come from nothing and you see and all of a sudden everything is working for you,
mm-hmm.
you want to buy what you have never like dreamed, what you always dream of buying. If you see this, you want to buy it, just to buy it. No, it's not for anything, just to buy it.
Just because
you could not afford it before, now you can afford it. You can just throw money there and buy it.
I love that. You know what? I'm gonna say win to impulse buying as well. I think win. That if you like it, just
if you just like it and you have money, buy it. Just manage. Agreed. And keep dreaming and stuff.
If you see your rabbit to buy, why yeah. not? Sometimes just treat yourself. Next one, win or bin. Pouring champagne in the club. Uh-huh. So you know sometimes you know the guys like to, I don't know about,
no that's not that lost that bin that, that's
why is there a bin?
How you pouring champagne? What if you pause on somebody? What if I pour champagne now, point on the ground, pause on you? I'll just tell you sorry, but your dress is fucked up already.
Do you know what? That's a gentleman thing to do. You know there's some guys, you'll go to the club and they'll be pouring it on their wrists, on their Rolex, so that you can know it's real. They'll be pouring
You know, you pour drink on your Rolex, depends now.
So you be pouring champagne on your Rolex?
Nah, I've never.
You know some guys like to pour champagne for the flex.
Exactly now, and that all this depends on the guy. No, I don't. I'm not pour champagne, but I have done it before though, in my days of doing it. But I have done it before, but I'm not. Nah, depends on the guy. But if it's me and I pour champagne on your dress, I would never want to say sorry. I would just say, okay, I'll get you on that one so you don't get angry.
You can't point, don't worry. If we're going to buy another
you.
One.
So now if you see me in the club, now you're not near me. You don't want me to pour the champagne on your
just
body.
I'll point on myself and be like, Charlie, look what you've done.
I mean, I would be very high, so I'll say, oh, sorry, I'll buy you another one.
I love it. Okay, next one. Win or bin? Polyamorous relationships.
Meaning?
So like, being in a relationship with multiple people at once. So having like three girlfriends, four girlfriends.
Bin?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it's wrong. I'd like to do that, the right things. I don't like to do the wrong things. You get me?
Why?
You are looking for my answer.
No, because I don't know if this is your media trade answer or if you're beating. Because right now, I'm sure a lot of people probably did the same thing that I did in my head, which was, oh, that is so sweet. That is so cute.
It depends on the person, you know. But if it's me like this, I've never done that. Nah, I've never done that.
You're just a one
yes,
woman.
I stick to one person.
You do one person.
If I am in that position, yes.
So what if like, okay, so if you had a girlfriend, you wouldn't decide, girlfriend, let me go and get myself another girlfriend. Are you cool
like
with that?
Like this, no, it will not work. Even before, it will not work because, I don't know, you can get exposed easily. And if you have a girlfriend and you love your girlfriend, you go and cheat. They will catch you.
Not for cheating?
No, because they'll catch me.
Someone that's easily caught.
No, it's not easily caught. No, you can act smart and do all those shit, but you know you're lying to yourself now.
Have you ever cheated before?
No, I've not. There's no, you can never catch me cheating. I've never done it.
Do you know what? It's so interesting because I hear the type of music that you create, which is very
music, and I love it. Yes, because I'm single now. That's why I can create any kind of music. You get what I mean? For example, I was in a relationship now. You will not hear me say, the other house cried, the other. No, now. Your girlfriend will never let you upload that kind of music. You'll be like, what is wrong with you? Why will you be singing this kind of music?
So when you're in a relationship, you feel like
your
music will change?
It will definitely change because it's not even that. Because even if I sing something bad like this, I know if she's your girlfriend now, she must hear the song no matter what. You may even be in the studio with you recording. Are you in the studio with her? You don't want to write something that will incriminate you. That will make you start sleeping outside. Why she's sleeping in the room? You'll be sleeping outside. That kind of... No, don't do that to yourself,
you know, bro. I really love this feeling, you know.
Uh-huh.
I feel like if I was to not have met you and sat down and spoke to you, I would
go,
this boy...
He's a bad boy.
Now,
like this, I don't know. I'm just there. I'm in the middle of everything. And I'm just living life now like this. Because... I don't know me. I'm just living life because I've seen inside and outside. I've seen things. I'm telling you facts.
So I've got some tweets here for you. From you.
Tweets?
Yes, some tweets
from
that
me.
You've done, yeah, from you.
Okay, I tweeted it. Wow, okay, okay.
You got
okay.
Some tweets. I want you to explain what these tweets mean.
Let me
right?
just tell you something. Sometimes if I tweet, it's not with clear eye. So the explanation will be very weird.
The spelling errors. Honestly, I was thinking, this boy said he went to school. Why is he spelling it like this?
Okay, you mean the spellings and stuff? It's not with clear eye. What the? I just told you it's not with clear eye. If I just write it, no.
I'm
the spelling is not what you think it is. It may be pidgin.
Yeah, it is a pidgin. It's English. Yeah. Can I just say also, it says at the bottom from Earth, wouldn't it be cool if you could tweet from Pluto?
Okay, like Reddit, I had from the tweet I'll be showing from.
Yeah, Pluto. And then it said it's from Pluto.
If you can trick it, but you cannot. You cannot.
Unless you were in Pluto, but you can't because it's not a planet, it's a star. Anyways.
You are arguing with yourself. You argue with yourself. You think I will follow your argument? Never see anything.
Right, this tweet. They say, Shali, teach me how you they catch the fish. What does that mean?
Teach me how you take the drama. Like, teach me how you do it. Teach me how you get here, how you move fast, that kind of thing.
Okay, all right. So it's like, it's talking about your journey.
Yes, teach me how you, you know, there are, if you, how do I explain this? There are fishermen that are lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you go there and you pack a lot of fish home.
Yeah, like in the Bible.
You go and you get nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, that kind of thing. I'm the person that pack everything home. So they are saying, how do I do that? I should teach them. That's what I.
Okay, and how do you feel like you've done it?
I don't know, just do it. I don't know, I'm just myself. I don't know why you guys are wanting me to explain why I'm just myself. You see that is hard. Explain why you are yourself.
So you're just yourself. There's no calculation.
It's just the way it is. Uh-huh. Let me say it like that. Honestly, the way my brain is set. I don't know. That's how it is.
You know what, yeah? And I mean this so politely. If there was like, you know how they have dinner with Jay-Z or the 500 pound. If there's dinner with Charlie Poppy or the 500k, just take the 500k.
Yes, now you think you do?
Because oh, you're gonna get from Charlie. How did you do it?
Myself.
I just did it.
How did you do it now?
I'm just
how did you do it again?
I just did it. I just done it.
No, like I don't know. Like all those hidden words. They are like the basics now. What you do, what everybody does. I just did it and got lucky. I'll just sit like that.
I would say also that you're very, very good at what you do. You're very talented So it's not just luck. You're also very, very skilled.
And but you can be talented and you will not get anywhere. There are people like that. Man.
That's true. But you're also marketable as well.
I'm marketable because I do what will get me to that audience. Exactly. Which is being myself.
Ugh.
Like being real.
Being real.
Yes, being yourself. You can't be... See, the thing is, everybody has different personality.
Mm-hmm.
You can be you, but you to yourself. You don't show the world who you are. Me, I show the world who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, okay, this is who shall it. That's why they accept me like this. I don't fake anything. You don't get my point. I don't try to fake anything. That's why they accept me the way I am. So if you start faking, nobody can relate to you.
Facts.
Yes, now. So if you are being real, I can relate to you because what you do at home, like in your hidden place, or you do it only to yourself, the world does not know what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But me, everything I do, the world knows. So like they can relate to everything I do. So it's normal. You get it? Get
Wow.
Don't help me.
That was a good answer. That was a wow.
And you asked me that, I'll give you answers.
Do you know what? You ate that. Next one. If I play your voice note inside club, different from if I play your voice notes for house.
Why you go screenshot that kind of tweet?
I don't know what it means.
No, I was inside. I was in club when I sent that.
Okay.
When I posted that.
And what does it mean?
If I play a voice note inside a club, different from my play a voice note for house. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Explanation. Okay, sit like this. Okay, you sent me a message and said I should send you money. For example, and I'm at home. I'll be like, nah, I don't have. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm in the club. I'm high. You sent me a message. Send me money, bro.
Oh, I would just be stupid. Right.
I can just say, bro, I'm with you. I just grab my phone like this. I'm like, da, 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 da. I've sent you money. Then when my eyes clean the money, I'll be like, no, bro. You know, that kind of situation. That's what it means.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yes, I play a voice note inside a club. Like, you sent me a message, like, bro, I'm stranded. This, send me money. And I'm at home like this with my clear eye. And I know that I will not send you that money. I'll be like, nah. You know what I mean?
But in the club, when
I'm
it's
in the
a
club
bit...
and I'm high and I'm not thinking. You know what you want? You're in the club.
You're a yes man.
You're high, you're not thinking, and you're like, and I'm the type of person that's not stingy. So if I'm high like this, I'm not stingy when I'm high though. Even when I'm not high, I'm not stingy, but like, you know what I mean?
You mean extra, like when you're lit, you don't even, you're not thinking.
Like, I'm not thinking at all when it comes to phone like this. So I just prefer to keep it in my pocket and not.
And not answer anybody.
After.
So basically, if you need a yes from Shali, you need to make sure it's 2 a.m. when he's in there. when is a bottle popping in a hot box? Okay, cool, got it. That's what I picked from the. That's what.
No,
I'm
no, you. That's just the simplest explanation I can okay. give for that.
From the voice, from
yes,
the.
But it means a lot
tweet.
Of things, but like that's the simplest explanation.
Okay, cool. Understand. So there's other explanations.
No, the other explanation is unexplainable. Like, I don't know how to explain it to you.
Okay.
So it's just that way I can decode for you.
It's just Charlie Poppy vibe.
Come on. That's that too.
Okay, cool. Next one. No grief for anybody. Fire for fire. Bumper to bumper. I mat edge to edge.
Wow. So I tweeted that. Yeah. I thought it was just in my brain. I said it, am I? Wait, let me check my phone. Really?
No,
I did.
You dead ass said it.
I thought that was just in
you
my
you said
brain
it in December the 22nd. You were on piss before Christmas. You can imagine.
December 22nd. Did I write the time?
It has the UK time.
What's the UK time?
Oh, it's
UK
the same time. 7:23 7 p.m.
December what? 24th.
The 22nd.
Oh,
of December.
What was I then, bro?
What did you? Who offend you?
Maybe I was probably high. Seven. That was in the evening. I was high, bro. No, not grief for anybody. It means like. Like, don't let anybody stop you now. That's just the simplest meaning.
Don't let anybody stop
don't
you.
Let, like, nobody can stop you. Like, don't grieve. Like, you know, you've been Nigerian, obviously. Like, you know what grieve me. Like, don't let anybody tell you this, that. Don't let anybody tell you how it is. Do what's in your mind. Do what makes you you.
So, what's the fire for fire, bumper to bumper?
Fire for fire now. Like, no stop. Oh, my God, bro.
Like, it's like it's a bit it's quite aggressive this one.
Yes, like, this is that's don't that's I'm using aggressiveness to show you like don't okay. grieve. Fire for fire means like
if you try it.
If they throw you phone, throw them stone. You know, okay. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fire like don't bump up over bumper is the same thing. It's
okay,
same
cool.
Fire for fire, yeah.
Okay, love that. And chance anybody chanceable.
Chance any yes, now you don't chance anybody like chance somebody like get my way, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Is that what it means?
Chance. Like, may they give me chance.
This is a pigeon lesson for me.
Pigeon, like, it's very hard for you to understand, obviously. Obviously.
Thank you.
Why is it hard like this?
I'm
you should
trying.
Be Nigerian. Your parents are Nigerian.
I was born in the UK.
But your parents are Nigerian.
Yeah,
speaking pigeon for you.
No, they weren't. They're speaking English and a bit of Yoruba. I can understand Yoruba, but you're not Yoruba, so that don't help.
No, only Kiloshele, I know. Kiloshele.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
what's Kiloshele?
Kiloshela, what's good? Like, what's
oh,
popping?
I thought you wanted to do food.
No, do you know what? Yeah, you were looking at me so intensely.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you want
like,
to food.
Shit,
you
what
want
does it mean? Right, final one. It just says skin to skin.
Skin to skin?
Yeah.
What does skin to skin mean?
Do you know what? Why is this
that's
in is, there?
That is English. Calm
skin
down.
Skin to skin.
That is not pigeon. You cannot. I've not explained that one. That is English. Don't stress me.
Okay, so this one.
Skin to skin.
It doesn't mean anything.
What do you think skin to skin is?
Do you know what? It could mean anything.
It could mean anything, but what do you think? It's not bad.
But I don't want to. I want to use my Christian mind.
No, not that. Why do you decide all of a sudden to use a Christian mind?
Because I don't want to use my other mind. You're like, oh my God, that's not what it meant. You're
no,
nasty.
Just say it's, okay, see what you do now. You give me two answers. Use your Christian mind or use your normal mind. Or your.
Okay, skin to skin for me is like when you're holding hands during prayer. That's the Christian one.
Guess what? That's it. That's it.
So as we are holding our hands,
yes,
as two or three are gathered together.
Yes, so
that's what it means.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
What of your dirty man? Which is that one they talk?
That one is saying body to body.
Yeah, that's it too.
Panky panky.
The two answers are correct.
Bending like bends.
I never really see any. You are correct. Don't worry. Skin to skin.
Okay, so anyways we're gonna leave it to the people to decide which one they want to be right.
Skin to skin, no rub.
What song is that?
Oh, release.
You're terrible. Right, so Mr. Shally, there's a game I want to play with you, right?
Okay.
But before I do, I want to ask you a question because it's actually been racking my brain.
Mm-hmm.
The name Shally Poppy, where does it come from? Why are you called Shally Poppy? Why are you laughing?
You already asked so kind of question.
Yeah, why Shally Poppy?
You're asking me questions you don't ask, Spencer.
Oh.
Imagine me asking this your dog, why is Charlie Poppy? Or imagine me asking you, why you are you?
What?
I could tell you why my name is Joyce.
Okay, why?
Okay, basically, my name's actually Joyce Ann, and my mom and dad couldn't agree on the name to choose me. So they just put the two names together. So my name is Joyce Ann.
That's crazy.
See? So, why are you called Shally Poppy?
Mine is not a fancy story like this. Mine is a trashy story.
Okay.
You understand? I never even started to do okay. Why, yeah? I will not tell you. Say money. Same money, I go show you the answer. Why you do like that?
No, the people want. Listen, we're trying to get to know you.
Oh yeah, okay.
We're trying to get to know you, Shally.
Oh, yeah, sit like this.
Go on.
Okay, when we were little, you know this CD you sell. I don't know. You are not from Nigeria. I don't know how to explain this for you.
Selling CD. Vinyls DVD. Or DVDs.
They sell all those Tom and Jerry. DVD. If you remember, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I remember Tom and Jerry.
Yes, our parents were best, something like that for us when we were little. And there are some of the cassette that you will buy. You will not see that movie that you bought inside. You see another movie.
Oh, okay.
You get what I mean?
So it says Tom and Jerry on the case.
On the case, but if you play it, it will show on that movie. There's some movie that are corrupted babes. Like that.
Okay.
There's some fake, we call it fake movie. So there was one that my mother bought. I think it was one cartoon. But we put the cassette inside. The name of the show was Shaolin Poppy.
Okay.
Wait now.
Shaolin
Poppy. It should still be in Google.
What's Shaolin Poppy?
It's an old you know this Chinese soccer movie.
Oh, it's like a
Chinese kung fu stuff. Yeah, let me see.
Shaolin Poppy.
Shaolin.
Shaolin.
Okay. That's Google, bro. Look at it. Look at it now. Shaolin Poppy.
Oh, Shaolin Poppy. okay. I'm gonna put it on the screen. Shaolin Poppy.
Now you have seen. I'm not joking. Wait now.
It's actually
19 was that this movie is an old movie. It was inside
a Korean karate
something.
Okay, so how did it end up becoming your name?
No, I was looking for names. that's just the basics of what you need to know first.
Okay.
Now the thing is, I was looking for names now. So me looking for names now. I check this one. This one, I would try my own name. But like, if I tell somebody this is my name, they will not like feel it.
What's your name?
Crown. My name is Crown.
I love that name. I love the name.
Yes, now that's my normal name. What would you call it? Now government name.
Your Govy.
Yes, but like, I was looking for names now, so I decided, okay, let me add the first S-H-E for that Shaolin something. Then the first one, you know it's two.
Yeah, Shaolin Poppy.
So the first one and the first one, the Shaolin and the Poppy. That's what I just
took. So it went from Shaolin Poppy to Shaolin Poppy?
Yes, like I took like the first three or the first four on the first four from here. I did it together.
Oh, so you cut some letters out.
Yes.
You know what? That's a good story.
It's just the real story is the real goody.
So how many times did you watch this Shaolin Poppy?
It was in the cassette now. I just searched it on Google and Google saved me by showing me.
Do you know what? Yes, yeah. I thought the story, I don't think it was gonna be good.
Why?
But this is a good story. No, because you told me you're like, oh, the story is not as exciting as mine, but it is really exciting.
That's how it is now.
So now it's Shaolin Poppy. You mentioned that you had other names in mind. What were the other names?
No, I used to be a drip face. There was one. I was trying to do two face.
Wait, you were drip face?
I was changing. I used to change name anyhow.
So we had drip face.
I had a lot too. I can never remember.
Nah, you have.
If I call my little brother, my little brother can name everything for me. He will name everything for me.
Drip face, so we could have had a drip face instead of Shaolin Poppy. Wow.
No, it seems you can never have a drip face, because if you were going to get a drip face, I could have blown at that time. You don't understand. it's where you go in Shaolin Poppy that you it's not drip face. You make drip face they go.
Okay, so Shaolin Poppy, we've learned a lot about you today. I would like to think I'd like to know after today, I think you're a very intelligent man. I feel like you've...
You want to make me blush? I'm not going to blush.
Are you
don't do that, bro. Don't do that. Stop there, bro.
Right. I want to test your intelligence. Obviously, we know you're intelligent.
I'm not intelligent. So. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? I'm not intelligent. Leave
me. You're just going to say it like that. I believe in you now. Let's have some faith. Let's have some faith. Like, I'm here for you, right?
Oh, yeah, ask now.
So, we have this game in which we ask our co-host some cultural questions. This is the cultural questionnaire. Mr. Shally Poppy, I have a question for you. Are you smart?
No.
Just like that.
No.
Just straight up, nah.
Nah, I'm not, bruh.
Not even a little bit, not even a...
Zero. I don't even know where I am right
now. Because you are graduates now. You went to school.
Grad is me.
You know what? I think you might
surprise yourself. That's not me. What you want to do? You want to tell me to calculate something in maths?
I think you might surprise yourself, you know.
Yeah, let me see.
Okay, cool. So here's the name of the game.
The game?
The game.
Oh, yeah, say it now.
Sorry, I lost my words there. Don't know what happened there. So we've got 6 questions. You can only give me one answer. You can't tell me Becky, Susie, Adam.
Why do you say Becky and Susie? Who's Becky and Susie? Who's
like, do you know what? No one's ever asked me this question before. And I say this line every single show. It's just random names. Like when somebody, you know, when someone answers a question and they're like, Becky, no, Susie, no, Johnny, no. Like, you can't do that. You have to stand on business.
I won't ever do that. If I just give you one answer, that's the answer. I'm not going to be doing no.
Okay, yes. That's what we're saying.
Yes, I'm going to give you the answer.
So, this is where it gets exciting. If you get it wrong, you have to take a shot of one of these concoctions. It could be nice, it could be naughty. If you get... Wait, you can't open it. It's a surprise.
No,
wait.
No, what do you mean?
Cool down, man.
What is this? Cool down, man.
It could be a good shot. It could be a nasty shot. Oh, he's walking up now. If you get it right, I have to take the shot. It could be a nice one. It could be a naughty one.
Oh, yeah,
now, each shot has a question attached to the shot. So it's in a specific order. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready to show us your intellect?
Do it.
Okay, question number one. Which way are we going? This way or this way? Down, up?
This.
Okay, cool, got it.
So the furthest from you is the first one.
The first one is a riddle. Are you good at riddles?
Me that said I'm not smart. It's riddle. I wanna be good at it.
But you know what? People who do music are basically poets, and poetry is basically riddles.
Yeah.
No, but anyways.
Music where they do not talk and they talk. I don't know what you talk about.
Question number one.
Oh my God.
Riddle, you measure my life in hours and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy. What am I?
Bruh, am I supposed to know that, bruh?
let me do it again.
The only thing I know now is music. All those your many, many riddles.
Focus.
Focus on what? What is the end result of answering the needle?
Self-satisfaction.
Why would I be satisfied with myself? Who told you I'm not satisfied with myself?
Extra self-satisfaction.
Who told you I need extra?
Extra self-satisfaction.
I don't need extra. Extra, I can't need. Wow. I can't even process the question. That's the thing.
Let's slow it down. Let's take it down.
Okay.
Let's take it down.
Continue.
You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy. What could that be?
Let me ask Google.
No, that's not how we play the game.
Why did they create Google?
That's not good because it's about your eternal.
Nah, I don't have that in me. All those your many things. Like, I don't have that in me. I don't have that.
So have we got no answer?
There's no answer.
So we've got no answer. Should I tell you the answer?
This looks like a threat. This looks like a big trap. This
is a candle. I would never set you up.
Candle. What do you mean candle? No. The answer is not correct.
It's candle.
So you want me to look at everything here and think of candle? There is never here.
You have to think about something.
What?
I thought it was, you know, it was pretty easy, to be honest. It was pretty easy. It was so we need to take the first shot. This is for you, Charlie.
What did
you say? This is for you.
Oh my god.
Number one, bone apple teats. Bone apple teats. You have to take the shot. You got it wrong.
What do you guys bring me, bro?
You have to take the shot.
What is this?
I think it might be cream. It might be cream or something. Take the shot. If you don't take the shot, I'm going to tell everybody that you're a clerk.
Take a shot of this.
Yeah, you have to take a shot. You got it wrong.
Give me, I need to turn. I'll still continue drinking it. Let me shot this.
No, it's not a sip. You have to take the shot. Okay, well done.
But like, is this supposed to do me anything?
It's no, some of them are good, some of them are bad. So you got yourself a good one.
Maybe this is a bad one, it just tastes good in my mouth.
What is it?
It's double cream.
It's double cream, yeah, it's a good one. Well done. So you
so there's worse ones, yeah.
Oh, there's worse ones. Oh, we're just warming up. Prepare yourself.
That's why we avoid. I can see the way we avoid.
No, you need to just
those ones not looking at the cola, I see drinks.
Question number two.
Yeah,
you ready?
Okay.
Question number two. What was Wizkid's first song?
Bro, I don't know that, bro. Bro, what?
Wizkid's first song.
Bro, I don't know that, bro. What do you mean Wizkid's first song? I don't know it. Am I supposed to tell you I know it? Nah, I don't.
Wizkid's first song.
Nah, I know a lot of his songs, but his first song, I don't know it.
Okay, how about we take it back to the OG Wizkid days? What's the earliest song you remember?
Of Wizkid?
No, of Johnny.
Of what? Stop making do whoa. I'm tired.
What's your earliest memory of Wizkid?
I don't know, it's a song, Joy. Nothing but Joy. Was that time I liked him a lot? You know what I mean? You know when a new sound come out and you have not discovered the sound yet? That's how I was for Wizkid. I was never like that until I heard that song.
Which song?
Joy. Joy. There was a song
Joy,
released,
yeah.
That's a song that got me like, that made me his fan that time. But the rest, I'm not that strong at. There are people that know it, but I'm not that person. But his rest song, songs are, the rest, they are good. But that first, nah, I don't know the first.
So we've got no answer.
What do you mean we've got no answer? I just told you that there's an answer now.
Which one?
I don't know it's an answer.
Okay, the answer is I don't know.
Yes, basically, like, oh my god,
that is the incorrect answer. The answer was Holla at Your Boy. Now, I
Holla at Your Boy, that's his first song.
That was his first song.
That was not the one I heard first, though. No, but like, I heard that
but
first,
that
though.
Wasn't the question of what you heard first, it was what was the first one, Shali.
How am I supposed to know the reason why I heard first as the first one to me? I don't know what you guys are doing,
but how did you? If you see me drive by, holla at your boy.
Wait, I want to ask you one question.
Talk to me.
Now, let's switch seats. You
okay.
Understand?
Oh, it's my turn now.
Yes.
Okay.
What was the first song Charlie Poppy made?
Oh my God.
No, you don't know. Stop, see, drink.
Wait.
Drink. What do you mean? So let me.
No, but the first song that blew was Elon Musk. It wasn't Elon Musk.
Okay, it wasn't Elon Musk.
To be honest, I only know all the songs from the new album.
Okay.
What was your first song?
But you are still a Charlie Poppy fan, yes or no?
Yeah.
So me, I don't know that.
I'm not.
Switch question. What do you mean?
No, you need to take the shot. You got it wrong.
Take the shot.
Which one?
This one is the next one for you. Lovely. Cute.
Hot and sexy. So yeah. Champion, what was it?
A mango juice with coconut bits.
Mango juice with coconut bits. See, do you know why is he getting all the nice ones at the beginning?
Lucky, 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 lucky.
Pray you get this one, because I can already pray you get the next one right, because I can already see. Has your eye clear? Can you see it, or is your eye mucky?
Anyway, you choose. Oh, mommy, I do.
Question.
Jesus, make it. Also, no one for you will burn my throat.
Question.
This truth, I think, is single. Not let Plutomanians find this office. I did tell you. Yeah, I do. Continue.
Okay. You're an Afrobeats fan? Are you knowledgeable?
In music. You
know Afrobeats, yeah.
See, I'm an artist.
You're an artist.
All this is my job.
Yes.
And inside the job, I play only one part. There are people that play the rest part. So I don't focus on meaning on this thing because it's my job. You get what I mean?
So is it a yes or a no?
I don't know. Oh my God.
You've lost me here. You've lost me a little bit.
How
one thing
this?
About Shali, he's going to say everything except the answer.
Exactly. That's what
everything except the answer.
That's what I'm trying to do. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. Wait. Okay. Wait. Okay. I know Afrobeat. Ask me. Okay. I know Afrobeat.
Okay.
Oh my God. My stomach is full. How do we do it? Let's shift the game to next week. Let's shift the game to next week now.
Okay, cool. Question number three.
Okay.
What year was Fela Kuti born?
Oh my God, I don't know that, bro. Don't just complete the question. I don't, bro. I'm drinking. Well, choose.
We're trying to help.
He's a legend, but like I don't know the details of what you're going to
what
say.
What does the spirit say? What are you feeling? Because sometimes your eternal being will tell you this stuff.
My eternal being, let me say, but okay. Not be this kind of question. Let me keep for a chat.
Make a wild guess.
I'm into trend. I make a wild guess. I've trend like this.
Make a you're trying
and
wild, anyways.
And it, no, you don't understand. That wild guess will be wrong, and it's to be switched up on me. You don't understand. It's to be switched up on me now like this.
Ah, it's a difficult question.
Ask. You know, I've asked the question. Go and say the.
What year was Fela Kuti born? Fela Kuti born.
Then they born that guy. The year. I want to know the year, bro. They never bought me dinner, bro. That people went off, they're born after midnight. They know that year. What the fuck, bro?
Take what? A wild guess.
1940.
Are you locking that in?
I said 1940.
You know what? You was very close.
What?
1938.
You get lucky. Not you for drinking this thing. You get look, I'm just minus two. I'm for minus two.
To be honest, I feel like if you trusted yourself, you would have got it. You just said it. 90.
So I trusted myself. I'm not sure I will go to 90. So I will just be seeing on that thing.
I'm so sorry.
It's me not trusting myself that made me go to that 1940. I'll go there back.
Okay.
Oh, shh.
I don't know what that is. All I know is it looks like it's got some chili flakes in it. Do you like pepper? I heard other people like pepper. I heard that other people like spicy stuff. Oh, champion.
Yes.
What was it?
Chili flakes, ketchup, and lemon juice.
You don't forget that in Nigeria. So now what do they cook with this one?
You know, your stomach is busting. Your stomach is moving crazy right now.
We bust on out Friday, not to be happy.
You know what? Yeah, that's probably the best somebody's ever done that, you know. You made it look so cool. You made it look like it was tequila. You're so cool. Oh my God.
This three like this, you must drink one.
No, you have to high five me now.
But this three, you must drink one, you know.
That means you have to get one right. Do you know what? Can I just say?
Like, you must drink one without me getting it right because, the answer you go get that's how you go get today. I'm not sure anyone will be right.
Charlie, let me be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody has got every single one wrong. That's all I'm saying.
So you're trying to say
I'm just saying, if
maybe
that would be motivation to use your the brain cells that are there.
That if I feel it's not the end of life. You know what I mean?
Okay, question number 4. What was Davido's first number one song?
No. Come. I can change the answer, right? Give me permission. No, give me the answer. I'm not saying anything.
You can change the answer. You haven't locked anything. You haven't locked anything in.
Number one song.
His first number one song.
Emadami Duro. Duro. Emi Omo Babalu. I think it's that.
You're locking in.
Yes.
Dami Duro.
Yes, no. I've chosen. I don't choose that.
Okay, we're locking in Dami Duro. How confident are you in your guess? Your answer.
Bro, open this drink. If it's not correct, if it's correct, no problem. You will drink. You go drink now. I mean, you go drink. She has the. She'll go drink. I mean, she's part of it, right?
Yeah, I'll drink.
Bro, if you don't drink, bro, there will be war, bro.
If you're wrong, no. If you're right, I'll drink it.
If I'm wrong, you're good now.
That was correct. It was Dami Duro.
No, are you supposed to open it? I'm supposed to open it.
Sorry. I don't want to be an independent woman.
Right, this is a smoothie. It's giving smoothie.
Why you guys do this?
It's giving what smoothie.
That is nothing in there now.
Nutrients.
What?
And fruits. Do you know what Lucky said? You're lucky, I'm lucky. We are lucky people. Cheers.
I'm gonna leave it like this. So.
Refreshing. So, 2 questions left. Maybe 2 shots left.
What was that?
What was it?
It's like a black currant and kale and berry smoothie.
So it's sweet or it's bitter?
Sweet. Berry.
I know you're scared.
You really want me to suffer? Like you really want me to suffer?
So I'll finish it. I'll drink everything, but you must drink.
Okay.
You must drink 1 or 2.
Question number 5. What is this? Multiple choice, because I like you. Because I know you need help.
Help people what?
Multiple choice. What is the second biggest river in Nigeria? A.
Nah, bro, I'm not part of this country, bro. I'm from Pluto, bro. What do you mean Nigeria, bro? Nah.
Multiple choice.
Oh, God.
Multiple choice. There's 1 out of 3 that this could be right. A, the Ogun River.
Mm-hmm.
B, the Benue River.
Mm-hmm.
C, the Cross River. What is the second biggest river in Nigeria?
Call me again. A what?
The Ogun River.
Mm-hmm.
The Benue River. The Cross River. That's A, B, or C.
2. That's B.
You're locking in B.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know why.
I don't know. Just choose randomly.
Your spirit was telling you B.
You just chose
B.
Oh
my god,
bro, is it correct or I should drink this shit, bro?
Latif, are you giving answers in the back?
What?
Okay, are you giving answers in the back? Huh?
What do you mean I didn't give answers in the back?
Is it because it's Charlie Poppy?
See, don't use your feminine subtlety to come and be doing this. Don't call do feminine matter for you. See, you would drink.
Is correct.
Drink something. Drinks. This time, this is not how I choose it. This one looks like water. It looks pure. Drink.
I know for a fact that it's not water. It's not. It's. Oh man, is it vodka?
Yes, baby.
Come on, man. And you know what? Yeah, everybody knows I really dislike vodka.
Wait now, let me. I want to make a speech first before you drink. Oh my. Wait now.
Go on.
The first time you do, I may not pay you. Second time, you did it, bruh. Drag ketchup. As hot as ketchup. No problem. Now. This is called karma. AMB. You're about to drink the hottest out of all. That one that looks like milk now, you will still drink it. Unless it's God, I say, okay, no problem.
I see the confidence. That's before you was not confident yourself.
No, it's like you were doing it as a competition. I say, oh shit, let's do this. Drink.
Wow.
One, so don't do this small.
Let's is this
do
how you've been feeling? This game? Do. This is hard.
This is revenge.
This is tough. Cheers, guys. Oh, God.
Thank you. Not even vibrates. Vibration.
That definitely wasn't Ciroc.
What was that? Is it water?
It was Ciroc.
It was water.
I swear to God, it was vodka.
Like this.
God, I swear. Seriously.
Don't be like me.
Vodka. I'm gonna be a proper pigeon babe soon, you know. Final one. What color in the color spectrum has the longest wavelength?
Bro, that's for art and design people. I'm a science student now. That's for art. That's literally for art.
A, yellow. B, blue. C, red. If anybody gives the answer, I will shut this thing.
Why will anybody give the answer? Nobody has been giving answers since you're just reacting because I'm winning.
How would
your team that don't know me be betraying you?
You don't know that I've been betrayed before. I've been betrayed in the past.
Nah, nobody's giving answers. I just select randomly. Let me see A. I don't know if it's not correct.
A, yellow. B, blue. A. C. You're locking in A?
Yes.
That is correct. Well done.
Oh shit, bro. Drink that shit if it's correct. Are you serious? You're serious?
No, drink it.
Oh my.
The answer was C, red. I just wanted to build you up to break you down. I think it's chocolate. Do you know what, Tia? You like Shally Poppy? You like his music?
Okay, to be
because
fair.
What the hell?
To be fair, I didn't think. The cream would go down as well, and I definitely didn't think the ketchup, the lemon, and the chili flakes would go down.
He deserved to be. He deserved all the dirty ones today. All the sweet. You only had one bad one, and you got all those stuff wrong. Nah,
vodka was a bad one.
So, but I had it.
Yeah. Well,
do you know what? You're not gonna lie. You had a good day today because honestly, sometimes the shots do be like five of them are just terrible. But you know what? What did he get?
Two.
You got 2 out of 6.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
So I drank 4. When? Yeah. You sure? Because
you drank 4. Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3. Where's the fourth one?
What? So I won 2. I tried.
You got 2 points. Not exact. It's not 50%.
I tried.
But it's you did your best. So.
I tried.
Big up you.
I want to in a question that's not in my area of intelligence. So I try.
But you know what? I'm very proud of you and thank you for being such a good sport. But that's the end of the show, you know, Charlie.
Yes.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did.
I'm glad. So where do people find you on the internet?
Just search my name. You find me. Easy.
Okay, well say the name.
Charlie Poppy.
They call me Charlie Poppy.
They call me Charlie Poppy.
Period. And I want you to do me a favor.
Pluto, Presito. What?
You're so cool.
You sure have ended, though.
You're so cool. Wait. No, you need to do one thing for me, right? So you can close off. You can be like, oh, my name is Charlie Poppy. This is Madam Joyce. You've been whatever. But you have to end with, we'll be back next week with another bad boy or another bad girl.
Okay.
Because we're the bad boys and bad girls.
Okay.
Okay, hit me. Go on. Tell them.
What's up, my people? They call me Charlie Poppy. I'm live here with Madam Choice. And we'll be back next week with another bad girl or bad boy. Because we are the bad boys and bad girls.
Period. Thank you.